Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Dan. Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed we can, Mr. Mayor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon. I'm having a little problem with my phone. I'm taking your remote, so I do apologize.
Not at all, Mr. Mayor. Well, I guess we'll start off with a upcoming statue dedication regarding Marvin Hagler.
Yes, on June 13th at 11 a.m. in Brockton, we're honoring Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and it's just going to be a wonderful event. We are welcoming anybody and everybody that would like to come. It will be on Thursday, again, June 13th at 11 o'clock. It's going to be downtown on Marvin Hagler Way, the corner of Marvin Hagler Way and Petronelli Way.
All right, well, that's certainly a big event. Now, another thing that's been going on, Mr. Mayor, I definitely want to get your thoughts on, of course, the ongoing situation with Steward Health. I imagine you have some feelings about that.
Yeah, I mean, I've articulated many, many times. I mean, Brockton Hospital is still offline. Good Sam is the only trauma center right now. It's a regional facility, stroke care, cardiac care. You know, my understanding is eventually it will be sold. We want to make sure it's acquired by the, you know, appropriate buyer, that it doesn't close, it isn't taken offline for even a minute. The men and women that work there are unbelievable assets to not Brockton, but just the region as a whole. So I do want to thank the governor, lieutenant governor. I also want to thank Congressman Lynch, who toured the building with me, and U.S. Senator Markey toured the building with me. So the CEO there, Matt Heskes, is a really, really great guy. He's been wonderful to work with since I've been mayor, especially during the pandemic. But the parent company, Steward, is just not the right owner. So we will continue to advocate and work and make sure that it doesn't close for even a second.
And speaking, you touched on Brockton Hospital. What's the latest there?
Yeah, I spoke to Bob Haffey. Now we talk every other Monday, and Bob and his team are truly, I mean, they're fighting the good fight. They wanted that thing to be open a long time ago, but it looks like there is a little bit of a delay. So now I'm told it will be later summertime, more like August. So I know there's a lot of people, you know, wondering, but they are working in such a collaborative effort to try to get this thing up and running ASAP. And they did a hiring fair recently, so they've been able to engage some more people. And as a result of the fire, they've actually expanded the interior of the hospital to help people dealing with mental health and behavioral health issues. So it will be open. That's good news. It will definitely be opening in the near future, which will take the burden off of South Shore and Weymouth and also Good Sam here in Brockton.
Now, something else I wanted to talk to you about, an ongoing issue, the school budget. What's kind of the latest there?
Yeah, we had another really, really great special school committee meeting last night. We're working diligently with the city finance folks, the school folks, Open Architects, which, again, is the consulting firm helping us. I want to give a shout-out to Lieutenant Governor and Secretary Gorkowitz from A&F that have been working with us. We will be having another meeting, a finance subcommittee meeting, next Tuesday, which is June 4th at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7 p.m., followed by a regular school committee meeting. So Council President Moses Rodriguez, former mayor of the city of Brockton, has already determined that the city budgets will start on June 17th, Monday. And then first in the history of Brockton, there will be a dedicated night to the schools, which will be Tuesday the 18th. So as the mayor and as chair of the school committee, I'll be there. I'm working with our city legislatures and also school committee. And the goal is to make sure that we move forward and, you know, we increase the benefits to the taxpayers and the amenities, and also both the students and staff in the classroom, make sure they have all the proverbial tools in the toolbox.
Now, speaking of schools, there's also been a discussion regarding a cell phone policy for the high school.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin McCaskill is a wonderful new principal at Brockton High. He's been working diligently with the acting superintendent, Dr. Jim Cobb. So it looks like it's going to go into effect next school year. I mean, summer's fast approaching. As the dad of three kids, I hear this every day. But, you know, we take the environment really serious. We need it to be an academic learning environment. We're looking at other municipalities. But, you know, Principal McCaskill and Superintendent Cobbs are truly advocating in a beneficial manner. And as chair, I support that. So, again, it's not going to happen until next spring. But, you know, we want to make sure that students and staff are really getting full attention and full benefit from an academic setting.
And there's also going to be a public park ordinance regarding encampments.
Well, we're still waiting right now, to be honest with you, Dan, to see what the Supreme Court comes down. But, you know, I'm the mayor of everybody, those that are fortunate to have a house and those that are homeless. And, You know, I'm a compassionate person. I'm working with Father Bill's right now for the new campus setting wraparound services. So, you know, we also have some quality of life issues that we're addressing on a regular basis. So, you know, the parks like DW Fields Park in Brockton, which is a gem, we have some encampments up there. We've been going up there, working with the folks up there, cleaning up there as well. We just did Keep Brockton Beautiful, and that's where I was with my team and my daughter. So, you know, we will continue to abide by the law, but we also want to make sure that quality of life issues and the broken window theory is not continuing here in the city of Brockton.
And is there going to be an LGBTQ flag raising?
Tomorrow at 3:30, we will proudly recognize Pride Month. We will be doing that inside because we're doing the ARPA construction project outside. So all flag raising city of Brockton, including tomorrow at 3:30, are held inside, right outside the mayor's office in the amphitheater. So again, anybody that wants to come to support any flag raising that we do in the city of Brockton, we would welcome you with open arms.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.